Juneteenth commemorates the day in 1865 slaves in Texas learned they were free, a full 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Booker T. Washington National Monument celebrates the day each year. Park Ranger Betsy Haynes says part of the reenactment includes reading Washington's writings about the day he was freed.
And we'll have people portraying the enslaved population on the plantation and the owner of the plantation. And we have a person come in and read that document.
Washington went on to lead Tuskegee Institute and be an advisor to presidents. Haynes hopes park visitors walk away with a feeling of gratitude for the freedom they have.
And that we can make a difference as Booker T. Washington did. Although he started off his life as an enslaved child, and he chose to look at it in a positive way and make a difference.
The annual Juneteenth celebration of freedom and gospel music concert is Saturday from 11 till 4. You can find out more on the Booker T. Washington National Monument Facebook page. Denise Allen, Membrano, WFIR News.